Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Side Open Mic Tuesday night. Hello, everybody. How you doing out there? Hope everybody's good. Open mic where you can create your own subject, talk about what you want. And I just finished listening to one of the greatest operas of the world, Puccini, Turandot. And Puccini died before he finished the opera. He left some sketches, and his colleagues had to finish the opera. It's an opera about an old Chinese legend. And he traveled all over China, Puccini, and he collected music boxes with different melodies, beautiful Chinese melodies. And he incorporated these melodies into the opera. The opera is about a Chinese woman, a legendary, the head of China. You know, it's a legend. Nobody knows what actually happened, but it's a legend. And she made up a riddle. And princes come from all over the world to try and guess the riddle. And when they don't, they're executed. So this goes on for thousands of years, you know. And one day this one guy comes. I think he was the prince of Persia, I believe. And he figures the whole thing out, the riddle, you know. And when they ask him, what is your name? He says, my name is Love, you know. And that was the bottom line of the riddle. You know, there were three different questions when she asked him the riddle. And he had to, there was one scene where he had to climb this big tower and ring the bell three times to signal that he has arrived to guess the riddle. And all the Chinese people were screaming at him, and the wise men were laughing at him because they knew he was going to be killed in the land. And this one young girl, Liu, Chinese girl, tried to convince him not to do it, you know. And she fell in love with him. It was love at first sight, but she was so young, you know. And he was persistent. He climbed the tower, and he rang the bell, and he said, the woman who was the head of China, her name was Turandot. That's the name of the opera. Three times he said her name, or he sang it, you know, three times, indicating that he would guess the riddle. And the answer to the riddle was three different elements: blood, hope, and Turandot. Turandot was the final answer, and the Chinese people were so flabbergasted because it was so simple, and nobody could guess it, and this guy figured it out. Then Turandot, by law, Chinese law at the time, had to marry this guy, and she tried to get out of it. And the wise men wouldn't let her. They told her that she would be put on trial and she could be executed. She's violating the law. So she had to marry this guy.
Oh, boy.
And all her hatred turned into love. That's the legend of Turandot. Puccini was an absolute genius. To take this story, and it's today, it has survived over 100 years, it's one of the greatest pieces of music in the world. So that's what I was listening to with Franco Corelli as the prince, and Renata Tabaldi, I think, was Turandot. I don't know who the young Chinese girl was, but all beautiful voices. Anyway, that's Puccini, and they said he passed away before he finished it, but he left sketches. So we have the opera today, and thankful for that.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in and sound off. Let's see, we're brought to you by Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, the Big East Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So contact them on the email, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. That's the email. And you can check out all the beautiful Akitas online. Big East Akita Rescue. We thank them for all their help. All right, Shelby's Kitchen. Another one of our friends, Tom and Michelle, of course, who had Milton. And once again, we thank everyone who participated in the day for Milton. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. They do catering. They do lunch, dinner. And, of course, the untimely death of Brian Baker. As a side note, Tom Krupa was, he and Brian were best friends. And every night he would make dinner for the brewery hall. You know, people who had to stay late. He would make the dinner. So,
oh, that's nice.
I'm sure that Tommy misses Brian a great deal. All right, Inner Sight. Open mic. Nobody starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. My buddy Gary, dog food, cat food, medical when he has the means to do it. Nobody starves on Long Island. We thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for supporting the Day for Milton, for promoting it, for being there for us. And that's really what it's all about. And that's really what all the agencies should be doing. Take an example from Silo in supporting the cause.
Excuse
all right, Silo, 631-880-7929. Coming up in July is their ADA celebration. Tell you more about that next month. Tell you more about that as we get closer. Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. And please don't forget prayers for Kennedy's sister and his wife battling cancer. All right? And doing better, by the way, is the last word I got. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. And that's a 24/7 number you can call anytime. Leave a message. Leave your name and phone number. Or you can email us. Inner Sight 1620 at gmail.com. That means God is watching over us. Gmail. It's God's mail. That's what I believe. Very spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight. around the world, and all the beautiful children: Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, and all the youngsters go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. All right, and we thank you for remembering that.
Frank.
All right, let's see. Why don't we line up the Able News? You got the Able News?
Okay. Yeah, I got the Able News.
All right, let's
you
get
have a caller?
Able News.
Louis called in early.
Let's get the Able News on.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, and I want to thank Angela Melanie for all of her help with Jason Milton. And by the way, we don't have the means to write everybody a letter. So our way of thanking people is right here on the air. You know, and you can listen to that and tune it in anytime, day or night. So we will keep periodically thanking people for the day for Milton, because Milton's legacy is going to live. So that's part of it too. So all who participated in the day for Milton, thank you so much. And anyone who has participated, if you want to call in and talk about it, we'd love to have you. 213-816-1650, open mic, inner sight. Is Louis still on the line?
Yes, he is.
All right, let's get Louis in here. Louis the Lip on open mic, live. Hello.
Hello, Frankie.
Hey, Louis. How are you?
How are you? Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Louie. How you doing?
All right. I want to know you in a flash for Friday's Block Talk Radio Frolics.
That's right.
Hey, you know what today is, Louie? June 6th.
What today is? Tuesday?
Yeah, but you know what event took place on today? 80 years ago, or whatever it was.
Yeah, it is.
1944. June 6th, 1944, Normandy.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Normandy.
Oh, that's right.
The invasion. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The invasion of Normandy by the Allies. Now, if that happen, if that didn't happen, we'd all be talking German.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So today is, I think they call it V-Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Victory. Normandy.
Yeah.
I believe Eisenhower was in charge of that, if I'm not mistaken. All right, Inner Sight.
Yeah, Pepper, too.
On June 6th. Hey, Louie.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Did you go to work today?
I was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday? Oh, you didn't work today?
No. I go on a Monday, on a Wednesday, and a Friday.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, you go 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get into a higher tax bracket, you know, where you have to pay all those taxes. Yeah, right. Like Ralph.
Yeah. We had a good time Friday flirting with Connie and Chrissy and the swap in the bathroom and the lady's stockings and everything. Oh, boy.
Yeah, you went crazy with that. Now, what do you do? What do you do at work? What kind of stuff?
They got the new cutlery. They got remote controls. They got lotions, everything, you know. I talked to one of the staff. Wait a minute, Frank. I told the staff about Inner Sight, the show I was watching on. Yeah.
What'd they say about that?
They liked it. They say Louis Rivera's on television.
Yeah. So what do? You put stuff together over there? What do you do? You hammer it out?
I give it out. And then, I figure out. I look at that Love Drops also.
You give out Love Drops over there?
Yeah, I give out Love Drops,
Oh, so what did the girls say about that? They liked it?
Hey, they get it on, you know. I say, what's that Louis Love Drops doing in your hair? They're going crazy,
What do? They lick their lips with lipstick or what?
No, crunch your lips.
Yeah. And do you have any, a lot of girls use lip chap. Do you have any lip chap Love Drops?
Wish they got it, put it on your lips,
Yeah, really cool? I got a good idea for you, how you can make a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
All right. Lip chap Love Drops with whisk in it. Now you sell this stuff. You got to get a license because it's got whiskey. You sell this stuff to girls, see? And the guys like it because it makes the girl a little tipsy. So they want to do tipsy kissy.
Right.
Now you go on YouTube with that and you make a video. See, you got to be all organic. That's the big thing now. Organic.
Yeah.
Lipstick Love Drop with a touch of alcohol, touch of whiskey. You want your wife to feel good and kiss you, your girlfriend, get these organic Love Drop lipstick.
Yeah.
You get that, Billy?
Yeah.
And
this Sunday is Puerto Rican Day. Sunday.
Oh, yeah. The big parade, right?
Sunday, PR parade, Puerto Rican time.
Yeah, you're going to go?
I wish you could see Louis Rivera on TV with the bongo drum.
Well, you're going to go over there and play?
Maybe. You're proud of me. I play. I'm a musician for years,
Go over there and maybe I'll let you play. Tell them in Spanish.
Yeah. I got to say, I got to say, Maple, in my dreams at the parade, I'm going to sing, whether I want, wherever I wrong, where I find a place in this world, never be wrong. I got to be me. I got to be me. Dream well I am.
But Louis, a word of advice, see? If you go over there, dress up nice with bright colors, play the conga, but don't sing. Because if you sing, they're going to run you out of New York on a rail.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're going to beat me up. No, don't do that. No.
They won't beat you up, but they just... the police will come over and say, what are you doing, fella? I like the conga, but do you have to talk like that when you play?
Maybe police is going to put me to jail with a Puerto Rican.
I don't think they'd put you in jail, but they'd say, now, come on now, Just play the conga and be quiet.
Yeah. On Saturday is 116th Street Festival. They got music performers. They got gifts. They got hats. They got necklace. They got pasteles. Got rice. got beans.
What kind?
You got a meat
kind
patty.
Of necklace they got?
A Puerto Rican necklace.
What does it look like?
They're like plastic, you know. They make the plastic with the beads on. You put it on your neck.
Oh, it's colorful.
They got they got scrapers, the Guido, and you got the drum is a pantaleta. We use that for bomba plena.
Guido, what's a Guido, Louis? What is that?
It's a scraper. Take a scraper and use for the Guido.
Oh, I thought that was a stupid guy. I didn't know what he was doing.
Scraper is for Latin music. Scrapey, go up and down, you know.
Oh, come on, for you. You're Guido. Hey.
It's a gourd, Guido.
You're going to go Saturday?
I might. I don't know. I watch it on television every year on ABC 7.
Yeah, you
I gotta
should
see
go
David
on.
Lombardo. I got to see those news reporters, David Lombardo. I got to see Joe Torres. I got to see Edie Chacon if she made it there, and a pretty Puerto Rican lady will be there too.
Now, how about my good friend Michelle Charlesworth? She might be there too.
Yeah, I got to be shaking. Hey, Suzanne, I got to be shaking Boogaloo Shingling, Little Man and Gossel. And a little bachata music over there.
Don't forget
and
the Guido.
Wow.
Hey, you should go there and play the conga drum. Go there and play the conga. Maybe they'll put you on TV.
I never been... Hey, I'm never shy if I dance with a lady. I won't be shy. I promise you, I'll never be shy all my time. I get on that ground and I dance. I was dancing Latin music. So
nice.
Into it, follow the steps.
Nice.
We got Sweet Pepper Treat coming up. Hey Louie, tell us about Friday night.
Yeah.
What we got?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pete Pepper Treat. Listen up. On Friday night from 8 to 9, Intersight presents the funnies, all the fathers, I call it. We're going to have a good time from 8 to 9. It's going to be Lauren Hardy, your friendly philosopher, the Honeymoons, Wheat Pepper Tweet. Hello, we Pepper Tree. I want to hear country music when I get off this line. It's going to be fun. And P.S., say hello to my buddy, we Pepper Tweet. I'm going to have a good time. I got to hear her music. Got me a lot of laughter.
Yeah. All right, so Friday night, we're going to have a lot of fun over there. Jimmy Dinner going to be here. And
I'll be Jimmy Dinner. Hey, P.S. Frank, P.S. Frank, I'm going to read the Able News before I do the phonics. Able News, this is Louis Rivera.
Yeah.
Able News is the number one paper of Long Island. They're giving out the up drops. Oh, come on now.
Okay, well.
Maybe we'll do the Able personals.
Let's do it with Suzanne and me and you. I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Hey, Louis, I got a great idea. See, we'll try to find you a girlfriend from Able News.
Cool.
Woo! A girlfriend.
Friday night.
It's personal. Yeah.
Friday night.
I'm too
Louis is going to find a girlfriend from Able News.
Okay. I respect the lady, you know.
Yeah, we know that.
Suzanne, I love you very much.
All right,
much.
I love you, Lou. You take care of yourself, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, we Pepper Tweet coming up next. Love you guys.
Yeah.
Love you.
Is Lorraine on board?
No, Lorraine is not here.
Take care,
Suzanne. We'll have to check on the applaud, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right, Inner Sight, thank you.
Take care.
Louis the Lip. Catch you later. All right. in a site.
See, Pepper, oh, wait, he wants to talk, but no, he doesn't want to talk again. Okay.
In a site, clear the board.
It is.
In a site, open mic, and ladies and gentlemen, it is my great privilege tonight, and you've heard her on our show before, but it's an everlasting privilege to introduce the sweetest girl, Sweet Pepper Treat, with our little music interlude tonight on Inner Sight Live. Here she comes. Hello.
Howdy.
Hey, howdy. Hey, do you have a cowboy hat on? Can't see you, but.
I got my cowboy hat on and my boots.
You do?
Yeah,
you know, I would love to get you on my television show, man, with that cowboy hat and those boots. You'd probably look cool. Yeah, if we can ever get you to New York, we're going to put you on television.
Oh, Lord.
And we can show it all over the world. All right, Inner Sight, Sweet Pepper Treat, what do you got for us tonight?
Well, I'm starting out with The Temptations from 1964 called My Girl.
Oh.
My Girl. All right.
My Girl.
My Girl. Is that the one I know, My Girl?
Yeah, it's just that.
Talking about My Girl. Is that it?
That's it right there.
Oh.
Yes.
Who sang that?
The Temptations.
Oh, The Temptations, yeah. All right, now you play that, and then I'll tell you a temptation story, because I knew one of them.
All righty.
All right, let's get to My Girl.
Mm-hmm. muting.
All right.
All right.
That was awesome.
And Eddie Kendrick from The Temptations, some years ago, I called my good friend Ira Tucker, who orchestrated the day for Milton, by the way. And as some of you may know, Ira used to work Stevie Wonder for many, many years. Anyway, so Eddie was over there one day. I guess he was working on a project with him, was promoting the group, you know. And he got on the phone, and we got acquainted. I didn't know him well. I just knew him on the phone. And sometime later, he had passed away. So that's my only Temptation story.
Wow.
That I have. Remember already.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Sweet pepper tweet. Hey, what does Louis call you? Sweet pepper tweet. He calls you tweet.
Hey,
let's think you're a bird. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
now I have another one. Another song
what?
Called My Boy.
My Boy.
My Boy.
I never heard of that. Who sings that one?
It's a country song.
Oh,
it is by, dadgummit, I don't know his name, but it's really a good song.
My Boy. I think I heard that song, but I don't remember who.
It's about a little boy.
Yeah. Who did it? Yeah.
There's a dad. Hang on, let me see. What's this say? My Boy by. My.
You got it?
Elvie Shane. Elvie Shane. Okay.
All right.
If y'all are ready, let's let her rip.
Well, let's hear it. Here we go. My Boy.
Okay.
Inner Sight. Sweet Pepper Treat. Live.
That don't bother me a bit. He's got somebody else's eyes to see myself in. I'm holding on to every moment. God knows I missed a few. The day we met, I knew I had some catching up to do. He ain't my blood, ain't got my name, but if he did, I'd feel the same. I wasn't there for his first step, but I ain't missed the ball game yet. That ain't ever gonna change. I can never walk away. Yeah, he's my son, and that's my choice. He ain't my blood, but he's my boy. First time he called me dad, in a three-inch figure crayon picture with all the full name. Mama said I understand if it's just a dream. I didn't let her finish the book into the kitchen and I stuck it on the page. shame, my blood ain't got my name, but if he did, I'd feel the same. I wasn't there for his first step, but I ain't missed the ball game yet. And I ain't ever gonna change me. Yeah, he's my soul, and that's my choice. He ain't my blood, but he's my soul. Yeah, he's my soul.
All right, that's a cool song, man. I like that song. I never heard that before.
I love it. I love that song.
Yes. I know the other one. There's another one I was thinking of as I was listening to that, Watching Scotty Grow. You ever hear that one?
No, I haven't.
Bobby somebody did that. That was a great song about his son, you know. But anyway, that's a cool song. I want to thank Sweet Pepper Treat for playing that. Now, you're gonna come back Friday?
I'll be here, darling. I'll be here.
Friday night, within a sight. All right, we'll have
Yeehaw.
Some fun. you know, we're
All
gonna
right,
have fun
you
with
know,
Louie. What?
That's right. I said, you all take care.
You too.
Yeah, we're going to have fun with Louie. We're going to try to find Louie a girlfriend in the Able News. That should be fun.
You go.
All right. So thank you so much, Peppa.
All right,
honey.
All right, Dorothy.
I'll catch
all
up
right,
with you.
All right, take care. All right.
All right.
All right. In a sight. Open mic, and, you know, you can talk about what you want. I heard a thing on the news tonight, and I tell you, you know, Boeing is the biggest aircraft builder probably in the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they had a thing on the news how 778, I think it was the number, if I'm remembering, aircrafts have to be recalled. Now they say, they claim and they say, they made it a point of saying, there's no danger in flight. Now, I don't know, but, you know, I wouldn't feel good about it.
Right.
So all that money goes into that building and billions of dollars, and they why is it that they don't make sure to do it right?
Yeah, right.
Weird, you know. So, and then I heard that another company, two companies, I forget, some kind of entertainment companies, were rivals, and they were losing money. But you know what they did? They merged together.
Wow.
And that probably means that people are going to have to pay more for whatever they're putting out, I would think. Mm-hmm. But you see, these companies are getting smart. Now, why don't the I don't believe that the agencies for the disabled have the option of doing that. I'd have to check into that. But it would help if they could, and they would, and they would change their mission statement and do a lot more to help people. Yeah, wishful thinking. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, open mic if you want to babble on, and keep it clean. Otherwise, we'll have to give you the royal boot. I've got the royal boot there. You cut that out. Who let him in here? But I'm here just in case you need the royal boot. The boot in the arm. All right, that's enough of that. Stop using profanity on my show. But don't worry about it, sir. I'm on top of the situation, and I've got the royal boot on the royal foot. Will you get out of here? Royal foot. I hope the royal foot doesn't have any fungus. Oh, no. We haven't got any fungus in England. Yeah, that's like they said they had no rabies in England. Biggest lie in the world. Oh, dreadful. We straightened that out. Yeah, trying to tell me that there was no rabies. And when I said to the British consulate, I said, well, what about all the, when the ships come into port and all the rats get off? Have you talked to the rats or checked them to make sure they have no rabies? And the guy says, oh, that's awful. I said, you better believe it is. It means you've got rabies. Don't give me that bull if you're going to lock up a guide dog. He didn't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And besides, the Associated Press was standing right there. He was afraid to say anything. All right, inner sight. And keep it clean, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
No.
All right. So, tomorrow night is our nursing home show. And that's Suzanne's show, of course. Well, what are you going to have tomorrow night? Any give us a prelude or anything or what?
Well, initially we usually talk about when, you know,
your phone nursing homes. Your phone is cracking up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you gotta redial in.
Yeah, I will. Hang on, I'll be right back.
Redial in.
Yep.
All right, inner sight. Stop talking and redial in. Inner sight. And, see if we can get a clearer reception on that. Yeah, nursing home show tomorrow night. And, of course, the title is Turn Nursing Home into Accessible Housing. We haven't decided on a theme yet, but I'm sure we'll get one. Hey, we had thunderstorms today. I love thunderstorms. A lot of people are afraid of thunderstorms. Well, I'm not afraid of them. My mother used to say, God is angry when we had a thunderstorm. And I could see that in a lot of ways. You know, that would make sense. God, the Lord has a lot to be angry about, especially when people are abused and all that. So, be careful for the thunderstorms. You don't want to be out in the lightning. 843 New York, inner sight. Around the world, hailing the thunderstorms. We hail thunderstorms. Yeah, thunderstorms are good because they bring a lot of water that we need. All right, inner sight.
I'm back.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right, tell us what to expect on the nursing home show tomorrow night, if you have any ideas.
Well, I do have one or two ideas. I'm thinking about family and how things affect the family, the whole structure of the family when somebody leaves that is like the matriarch or, you know, the gentleman of the family. They get, you know, when they go into the nursing home, that little bit of wiseness, that little bit of being part of the family is lost. It really is. So I was thinking of something like that. It's not.
Uh-huh. That could be a good subtitle. Nursing homes ruin families.
That's right. They do.
There it is. Put that down. Yep. Write that down so we don't forget it.
I'm doing it right now.
Nursing homes are the ruination of families.
Yeah.
Because they separate people. They pull them out
That's
of their
right.
home. They take their money. They make it harder for people to survive. They create homelessness. All that stuff has to be brought out.
Yeah. So put that down. Nursing homes are the ruination of families. That's our subtitle.
Okay.
All right. So more information tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Live on internet. All right. Open mic. If you're out there and you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And I heard today that this big heavy guy from Jersey, Crispy, his name is, I think.
Yes,
former governor.
Is. Yes.
Yeah.
Governor Crispy.
He wants to run for president.
Oh wow! You know?
So another guy throwing his hat in the ring, and you know that's just gonna diminish Mr. Trump, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who knows what these politicians are cooking up, see?
That's scary.
You know,
he's,
from what, according to the news, he's anti-Trump.
Oh.
So I guess maybe he got together with the Spanish guy, the Sanchez, and you know, planned the whole thing. Who knows? You know, we don't know. You know, all these politicians have the other guy's cell number, and you can damn well believe that they talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, you know what's going on. I mean, it's all a big secret. You know, and it's all what you hear in the news. That's only part of the story. You don't get the other part. You know, and usually these politicians are very vague about stuff anyway. They're going to give you what I call a politician answer. I'll look into
mm-hmm.
that.
Exactly.
That's one of the most famous expressions
mm-hmm.
that they have. Told me when a politician says that, beware, because that means they're not going to do a damn thing. All right, in a sight around the world, 8:47, New York. Don't forget, Thursday night we have to pick out a subject. I don't know what it is yet. Decide on that. Of course, Friday is the funnies. And Louie will be here. We're going to try to find him a girlfriend in the paper, in the Able News.
Yeah.
Jimmy Dinigan will be here. We'll tell you about Jimmy's, one of his adventures. And, yeah, we'll have a little, I don't know, maybe we'll play some Abbott and Costello. I don't know. We'll see what we're going to dig up. All right, in a sight. Open mic. Pick your own subject. 213-816-1650. We got about 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
And, you know, we try to get the word out about what's going on with people and what people need. Somebody called me today from this program. I'm not going to mention the name because they didn't do a damn thing to help me. And I told them, you know, they asked me if I have any credit card debt, which I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I proceeded to tell them what I needed, that my rent was raised $200 and there's no rights, no hearing, no rebuttal on it, you know. And I told him, I said, you see, that's the problem with these programs. You'll help somebody who owes $10,000, but you won't help
mm-hmm.
somebody to pay a month's rent or a 2 month rent. That's what's wrong with these damn programs. They'd
yeah.
rather spend all that money, you know, than help someone who needs less money.
And that's what happens. And they use us, the public, to get that money from the government, or they raise it. But when it comes to help, they only want to help you the way they believe you need help, not what you need. The big difference. That has to be changed, because a lot of people need different kinds of help.
That's right.
So that was my phone call today on this so-called program, which didn't do a damn thing for me.
Well,
yet they called
guess
me.
Guess who I was on? I'm sorry.
Oh, they called me trying to get me to participate in their program. You know, I guess the more people they get, the more money
the more they get. Exactly.
They can raise, or they can get from the government. Now, what were you going to say? You keep interrupting.
I said,
what were you going to say?
Well, I wanted to say something, but I always think that you're off.
Yeah, but
off
I'm supposed to recognize you, remember?
Ah,
remember
yeah,
the agreement we made?
Yeah.
Good.
So you could recognize me? Well, it's about... Yeah, I am going to say something. It was about I had a beautiful, not so beautiful, I should say, conversation with somebody today that you know. I'll say it. Don Horn and two people from Helen Keller, and they want to do a work evaluation on me. And I don't know how good that is or how bad that is, but that's where it's at.
You're
going to
make money on it.
That's right.
They're using you, man. I told you that 1,000 times.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Tell them to pay you for it.
I did, and you know what happened?
Work money. Tell them you got 120,000 listeners.
I did.
On the show that you're on, and your time is worth money. They want to evaluate you, let them pay you for it.
I don't know what it is, but I did say that. And nobody said anything to me, so we'll see what happens. I doubt it. So.
Nobody said anything to you.
Yeah.
They're not going to do it.
They're not. No, but they didn't say a word about it. There you go.
And the next question is, how much are you getting for this evaluation?
Oh, boy.
That's the next question.
Yeah.
You can be damn ass straight that they're getting money. And I wouldn't be surprised if the counselor and the other people are getting a bonus from it.
Oh, yeah. They brought another person
in. What does the person get out of it? Nothing.
I don't know. Nothing. No. You
get a damn thing.
Right. And they were telling me about my eyeglasses. Oh, we have to be very limited on what we give you. Can't give you anything within a year's time. 2 years is what we can give you. I said, well, it's over 2 years. Then he looked at me. Oh, you're right. It is over 2 years. Jesus. At least get me something so I could see close. That's the biggest problem.
What the hell he's talking. They try to make believe so they don't have to give you anything.
There you go.
All right, inner sight. I wouldn't let these people use me. Hell no, not anymore.
Mm-mm.
You want my time, you got to pay me.
There you go.
Damn right.
I actually said that. They didn't say a word. I hope they make sure they do it.
Tell them you want it in writing. You want to know how much they're getting for the evaluation, and you want half.
There you go.
Damn right.
If not,
that
I'll
way,
be calling.
They won't do it.
Right. No, they won't. No.
I guarantee
you
they won't damn do it.
No, they won't. I have that feeling.
And then I tell them, kiss my ass. Listen to Inner Sight.
There you go. I tell
all
you,
right,
thanks.
Inner Sight. Open mic. And, you see, we're the only show that would talk like that, that would tell somebody that, something like that. The other shows wouldn't do it. I bet you any money they wouldn't do it. They're scared.
Yeah, they are.
Scared of what? Scared of telling the truth?
Yeah, right.
That these agencies are using us? Now look at Silo. There's the example. They're not using us. They supported the Day for Milton. They gave us thousands of dollars worth of publicity. They promoted it. Plus, they gave us a donation on top of it.
Right.
Now, that's what... Well, why the hell doesn't the damn ass Commission for the Blind and all the others operate like that? That's how they should operate.
Mm-hmm.
You see? That's why Inner Sight is different. All right? We tell it like it is. We tell the truth around and use people. You know, we help them. We certify people's dogs who are disabled. We don't ask them for money. The last person that I worked with, he said to me, well, how much is all that going to cost? I said, it doesn't cost anything. You want to try to raise money for us or get somebody to give us a donation? That's up to you. But it doesn't cost anything. That's how you operate. That's how you talk to people. That's how you relate to people. You know, you try to... And then I told another woman, I said, if we raise some money and I help you train the dog and you do the work, you get half the money. What the hell kind of crap is this? The person who goes to a school, who trains for 3 weeks, they're working their ass off. How come they get nothing? All right? Even if they get the dog, where's the money for the training that they did with that dog? Because that dog is no good, guide dog I'm talking about. That dog is no good until it guides a blind person. I don't give a damn what nobody says. Because that dog knows the difference between a blind person and a sighted person. So if the person is doing the work and guiding and working that dog and learning how to use it, they ought to get a piece of that money. I believe that should be in the regulations because they're working for it.
Hmm?
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show. I want to thank all of our listeners, Suzanne Engineer, and all the callers. And tomorrow night's show, how nursing homes are ruining families. They really are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Talk about that tomorrow night. We want to turn them into accessible housing and help families. What are the agencies for the disabled doing about that?
Nothing.
Tomorrow night, Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow. All right. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.